Wow. Ajá.
You guys kind of need to check on the screen to make sure it's working.
It's not lined properly.
That's the problem.
What is the problem?
It's lost center. Magnetic. Second.
This busy path.
That's me.
It worked for them, right? Okay. Right. Yes, I know it's a big people. I can hear each one of you breathing. Yes, I know there's three people missing. There's two of them sitting over there, and there's one hovering around somewhere. Okay. And business.
Okay.
Business and entertainment. Questions first. How's it going, Skip?
Just fine.
Deep into that book, huh?
I'm sorry?
Deep into a book, huh?
Yeah. It's about the third one I've devoured this
month. You that hungry?
Yeah,
for knowledge.
Yeah.
You
got it.
Okay, excuse me. I'm a little bit over bubbly. I can't read English very well.
Magic.
Ah, yes. Big. Big as possible. Think of something really big. Velvet. Think of something really big.
Money.
Okay. Think of something even bigger.
Bigger than money, I would say
no. Oh, I'm thinking very little in this here tonight. Let me put my glasses on and I will try to look like a professor.
Just got to do. Alright, got only a question for you. Now, during our chemistry sessions when you were doing this, you're always talking to me and focus on the intentions are. I.e. having fun or with others up there in the spirit. Now, our focus is at all times important for learning, correct?
Correct.
So how is it that you are arranging people and focusing subjects to make learning more?
Because they give me a rough idea on what they're going to be talking about. Hello. And, I then figure out how they would fit in, how they work together and weave together. And of course, they work with me as well.
Right.
So they weave together nice and smoothly.
So is there any kind of people
pattern? A pattern of relevancy to each individual subject and how they link and follow on to the next. 9 times out of 10. They follow on.
What about the other night when you had them? Ball.
Well, I put them in.
How did that all? How did you figure that one out?
I put those on in succession. Who was the most important?
Now, important being judged by yourself as those in the higher conscious level.
No, that's what they had to discuss, and also in the chain of command.
More or less like change. Now, how are you planning to see? Just so I get an example of what
your
how this works,
i.e. Okay, what we will have on is we will do a brief meta concert with a outside observer. And then we will discuss various topics that will be brought up and address a necessary thing. You have to excuse me, I'm having difficulty with my words tonight.
Okay. Well, I'd like you, in this case, and choose your ring mistress, to assist me in my learning and arming the often they label these pigs.
Uh-huh.
One of these nights is
Metaconcert.
You have to take all that. Metaconcert number two.
Enlarged Metaconcert.
Enlarged Metaconcert. Good, all right. Put that down as the pig's name.
Mm-hmm. And fortunately, I won't be conducting anything to do with the Meta concert.
She's had practice last week.
Yeah. You'll have to excuse me.
Fine. You mean the pyramid net?
Yeah.
All right. Enlargement.
Mm-hmm. What brand of wine is that you're drinking?
It's warm Chardonnay.
Oh, it's not a Syrian claret. Very nice thing.
Very nice. I haven't tried it in the bottle yet.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Skip, do you have a question?
Maybe.
Why not?
I'm just listening.
Okay. Dylan. Do you have a question? Okay. Shane? Do you have a question? You're an astral traveler, aren't you? Yes.
Mm-hmm.
When
are we doing an
astral
travel
thing?
Soon.
Okay, great. Can't wait for that.
Mm-hmm.
And
before, actually.
Yeah. And the other one is in myself in between this pyramid.
Tomorrow. Mm-hmm. What am I looking
to do? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, I have one question.
Uh-huh.
I think we're going to put on that.
All right. Hello.
Hi, Cara.
Hello.
Wow.
Hello, Skip.
Good evening.
Oh, are you going somewhere, Shane? And hello, Russ.
Yes.
You'll have to excuse me. About 4 glasses of wine, I think.
Catch up.
Just half scotch. Okay, you have a question for me, Carol.
Yep, that's something about healing.
Okay.
Can we healers
mm-hmm.
take another healer's energy away if they fight back?
It depends on what you mean by fighting back. Physical fighting back.
No, I'm talking about healing power.
Healing power. Why would you want to fight another healer?
A contradiction in
terms. No, exactly. Well, if you're trying to take a healer's energy away, another healer's, and they're trying to take your energy away, what do you do?
It doesn't work that way.
It doesn't?
No. Healers do not fight over our energy. They share energy if necessary. One healer will help another healer, but they will not fight each other.
So if one healer's low on energy,
you can then
and one's on high.
You can blend the two together. If the weaker healer is stronger in his or her healing ability, she can then focus the energy of the weaker healer that is being used to help.
Okay, that sounds fair.
Mm-hmm. But never fight over energy.
Okay, I just have a question.
Oh, that's right.
Okay, when you're putting your hands on someone's back and they start to get hot, are you giving them energy or are you taking
it? It depends on which part you're doing.
Oh, your back. You're right here on your back?
Yes.
Shoulders? Shoulder bones? What should you do?
Well, it depends.
Are you taking the energy away?
If you're taking away the hurt, then you are taking away the energy that's creating the hurt. If you are making them feel better and stronger, you're pumping the energy in.
Now, Linda said something about light to light.
Mm-hmm.
What is that?
Light energy.
Light energy. And when one light touches another,
It makes it brighter.
Uh-huh. And she said, "You go when it comes out, you go." And that's releasing the light.
It's a very odd way to describe it.
Absolutely.
But basically, what you're doing is you're pumping your light energy because you give off light, which can be called an aura.
Aura?
Aura.
What? Aura?
Yes.
What's
it's an
that?
Energy field that surrounds you that is light.
I have another book. Mark or something gave me mom a book on chakras and the human energy field.
Chakras
and the human energy field. Mm-hmm. What is that about?
It's about points of energy spread throughout the body that can be used for healing and other purposes. Okay, Skip, as a healer, do you have a question?
Well, I know my father's getting stronger.
Mm-hmm. Why is that?
If my attitude is changing.
That's part of the key. If you're negative, then the energy is suppressed. As you become more and more positive, you become stronger and stronger.
My attitude's totally changing.
That's good. You become stronger and stronger in the spiritual form as well as the physical form.
Mm-hmm. That's the same thing you need.
No, you were a very dark individual at that point. And now you're laughing. It's a positive laugh.
Now you know where you're going.
You already are rich and famous.
I mean, yes.
Ah. You're talking about fiscal wealth.
Yes. Good time to go to New York. Yes.
Hello. Hello and hello.
Hello.
How's it going, Mr. Christopher?
No, my attitude has changed.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's good. Yeah. All the healers, put your hands up and wait. Sorry, it's just my way of having fun. And it's also a statement point. Healers are in the room. So there's a lot of healers all in one place.
Mm-hmm.
Which means that there should be no ailments or illnesses in this room at all. Okay? Yes, it's stronger than you, isn't it? Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay. Any questions?
Christoph, how's that pyramid set up?
This is still slightly off, but it's manageable.
Okay.
Okay.
It's an exact science.
Like you need to be exercise.
We'll try that, see if that works.
Question.
Mm-hmm.
I want to find out if my dark side's disappeared.
Mm-hmm. No, it gets suppressed.
I'm sorry?
It gets suppressed. It doesn't disappear, it just gets suppressed by good. Everybody has a dark side. Everybody.
Cry, isn't it true that the dark side is not really a dark side? It's only in the same skin. Emotion.
That's a politically correct way of putting it, I suppose. It is a mischievous side that behaves in a way that is unrepressed and self-centered and no morals, no values. It's
right.
It's that. Yes. And everybody has it. Some to a lesser and some to a greater. But it can be harnessed and used. Sometimes it's always there to remind us of what we could be if we weren't so moralistic. And I don't mean that in a good sense.
Or
mm-hmm.
we learn to be one with each of those aspects of yourself that are that way that you want to change and transform.
Yeah, it's a reminder. Yeah, it's a reminder. Mm-hmm. It says a function. Could you imagine
a great
something? Yeah. if you imagine somebody that has no negative vibrations whatsoever.
No, I say they would be
correct.
They would be fitted to be correct.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
If you're perfect, then there's no such a thing.
No. Everybody that I know, every entity makes mistakes with kind of time.
Even Jesus had problems.
Mm-hmm.
You know, work.
Yes, that's it.
My dad told me anything, and I just know that.
Mm-hmm.
But the person that didn't make mistakes is the person that never done it.
Mm-hmm. Because you told Jimmy that last time.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. This is true. If you don't do anything, you can't make mistakes.
If you don't do anything, you're quite right. Can't make mistakes. Okay, next question.
Yeah, the Egyptians, in the height of their medical science,
mm-hmm.
Were skilled at surgery. And also in the use of honey
mm-hmm.
for healing. And the fact that they found out that honey inhibits the growth of bacteria
mm-hmm.
and also draws water from cells. Mm-hmm. I never even heard of
this. It's because of the molecular structure and the density and the viscosity of the healing. It also has certain properties that are quite frequently overlooked. One of the compounds is natural sugar,
mm-hmm.
a natural sweetener, which acts as a preservative and, in essence, gives the microorganisms, bacteria, a lot of food to feed on. They overfeed, they overindulge. What happens when something overeats and overindulges?
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Okay, so in using this in herbology,
mm-hmm.
Honey actually has a very a good role in herbology
mm-hmm.
as far as being able to. Let's say somebody cuts themselves, season off, you know, pouring honey on the wound.
Mm-hmm.
You know, let's say you don't have any, let's say you're at a time where you don't have any hydrogen peroxide, you're out in the woods,
mm-hmm.
someone cuts themselves, now you got the jar of honey.
Mm-hmm.
Just pours some honey on the wound?
Kind of, in fact.
Okay.
Yeah. Honey is always used for more beneficial things than just a cup.
It works.
When you mix it in with things, it can make a poultice.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I see what you mean. For like a skin ulcer or something.
Right.
Ah.
That also works for sunburn.
Mm-hmm.
Sunburn?
Yes.
Don't forget to make it nice and viscous so you can base your path with it. See, having so many healers grouped together in one place all at the same time can actually get down to real healing business.
Well, doesn't some of the commercial lotions
mm-hmm.
have honey additives in them?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, they do.
And I think that's out
of
wheat germ and honey.
Wow.
Yeah, learn something every night.
Yeah, that's the most useful advantage of having so many healers together to sit down and trade ideas.
Well, see, now, I've remembered a lot of things that I was taught when I was a little boy.
Mm-hmm.
My grandmother used as home remedies per se.
And your grandmother was a pioneer lady, right?
More or less, yes.
Mm-hmm.
More or less.
So she would have knowledge of how to survive on the
natural
things
in and around the country we live in.
Mm-hmm.
Which, like a bee sting, if you take tobacco and wet it and put it on, you have a bee sting out.
You know how to work?
Mm-hmm.
As a leaf in the grass, you take an herb and you take a tree, and you take the grass and the leaf and mix them together and take the sting.
Tobacco seems to be a very good job.
Mm-hmm. Tobacco is a something else.
Well, it's a leaf.
It's a leaf.
Never heard of that before.
What? Tobacco in the form of bee sting?
News. I mean, either one of those two, I've never heard of before.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I just suffered, you know.
Bit by a spider or any kind of poison. Snake, anything poison,
you
could suck it right out.
Yeah, tobacco
pollen. Tying in with this, how much percentage Indian are you still?
About 25%.
But Russ is what?
I'm about 8, yeah.
Mm-hmm. between all the people in the room, we've probably got about half.
Almost 3/4 an Indian.
Yeah. Yeah. Between all.
We're missing a leg.
Yeah, between the three people that are of Indian descent, I'm sure that you've come up with some old Indian medicines that you can work together with. And this is a prime example with herbology and the uses of tobacco. It's not all bad for us.
No, there's a lot of natural vegetables, weeds, and so on and so forth that have healing power.
Hey, by the way, the Hebrew people, upon leaving Egypt and before Egypt, had a degree of keeping of cleanliness that wasn't even equal up until our modern times. And, I mean, no one around them even came close to it for these guys. And it was, you know.
Are you sure?
Pretty sure.
You mean in their area or on the planet?
In their area.
Okay.
Well, for example, you know, they changed clothes if they were in an area where there was communicable disease and they were treating it. Washing wounds. And I mean, everybody else took healing and they basically treated it as a mystic kind of thing. They asked their gods to heal, or, you know, the priest would heal. But the Hebrew people took all that religious stuff and threw it out the window and just took everything they learned from the people around them and used that strictly logically as what worked. And they healed with just that.
And that's an example of why, as a race, they have survived so long. Wait, how old is the Hebrew race?
It's close to 4,000 years old.
Close to 4,000. What's the next oldest race?
It would be the Mayan.
Egyptian. The Egyptians aren't really a race anymore.
And then they find the Mayans.
Right. Well, there are Mayans.
The ones that survive.
Yeah. Oh, the Chinese.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Right. And the Chinese had a degree of healing also. Mm-hmm. Or
that's right.
Yeah.
Well, that's true. It's the same as that when you get a spiritual healing, and doctors who work in the third dimensional type of operation, both aspects are necessary.
Yes.
It's them learning to work together in harmony with the earth.
And that's why I'm so happy, almost ecstatically happy, that we have so many healers together in one place. It's a prime example of healers coming together to exchange ideas.
Mm-hmm. Well, when we're coming up into our future here, where things will, you know, need to be more understood as, you know, what works. Because let's say you can't get to a doctor, then again we get right back down to, you know, where the Hebrew started from.
Right. And relearning how to set bones, how to deal with herbology, how to deal with the importance of cleanliness. And you learn all the basics that have been taken for granted. For example, how to sterilize the room.
You neutralize the vibrations.
We're talking about just practical
cleaning it?
For like a surgery or something?
Yeah, for a surgery.
Disinfect it.
Take the carpet down?
Use boiling hot water. As hot as possible.
What do you do about the carpet?
Move the carpet. You get anything that could bring in infections or negative vibrations or parasites.
You mean you wash the walls and everything?
Everything.
Yeah.
Hot to the bottom. And where do you start cleaning?
On the ceiling.
Right. You work your way down.
Yeah, you have to.
But it's no good starting on the floor because the heat going up will create a huge environment for the microbes on the ceiling, and they will fall back down to the floor. So you get every possible contaminant out of the room. Felines, feline hair, other people.
That goes for thoughts, emotions, and action.
Now, here's an interesting question. What is the best person to have as a doctor?
Well,
as a healer?
Someone you know?
No. Somebody that has knowledge, that's important. But the best person to be a healer and the most sterile is a lady that is ovulating. And now this is because when a lady ovulates, or a woman ovulates, it's because to be at the perfect stage to receive a child, they have to be sterile. I'm not saying sterile as in the expert, but I'm saying as cleanliness sterile. So at that point, that point when a lady is ovulating, or a woman, or a young lady, she is as clean as she can be.
Well, when you were doing surgery in the field, that you were in the army, how did you deal with unantiseptic, environment you're in?
I just told you, boiling hot water.
Well, you just boil everything and juice through
the tent and everything. Yeah.
We used to
take the tent down and we used to boil it.
Boil the whole tent?
The whole tent.
That's the quickest way to do it.
And the poles would be cleansed with fire.
Man. What kind of poles were you using?
Well, we used metal poles.
Fire is a sterilizer.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't use fire on everything.
That's right, can't use it on wood.
That's correct. You can use it on anything metal.
That's right.
Yeah, I've done it myself a few times, sure.
And you never give it a thought.
Well, yeah, I knew that's why I was doing it, but I was, I never thought of having to boil a tent. I was like,
Why not?
I'd never find a pan big enough.
It's surprising how small a tent can get down to.
Yes, it is.
Yes,
I have, if you come down to my lab, Russ, you'll see a pan that holds, I think, about 30 of your gallons.
Mm-hmm.
Big tent will fit in there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, learning something new again. All right. Well,
that's why it goes.
Okay, cool. Thank you, Dallas.
But mental thinking can also be a healing process.
Mm.
If you create a healing vibe or vibrations, you can heal things quite easily. That's what we always stress the importance of.
Well, the positive attitude that I'm coming up with is making me feel better. Consequently, it's easier for me to make other people.
That's good. Having a positive external front helped tremendously.
Have a what now?
A positive...
Positive
demeanor.
Attitude.
That's the word I was looking for. Attitude.
Inside now.
That's right.
Okay. In other words, project a positive attitude, but still have that same positive attitude on the inside.
That's right.
And it's making it easier for me to perform or reach, maybe not perform, that wouldn't be the right word. Maybe reach other people and help them mentally enter.
Now, I'm going to have to step out for a few minutes. I need to go and pick up a very grumpy young lady that has taken a nosedive. And I shall be back shortly.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Not me.
Yeah, right. Who took a nosedive?
Laika.
Laika took a nosedive?
She's trying to stand on my hands.
Oh, God.
You didn't quite make it.
No, she's got a bloody nose.
Oh, baby.
How many shots do you have?
Cool. Well, how's it going?
It's going fine.
Okay, what's the next session we're working with here?
We're going to put on the
I think I better go down the hill.
I don't want to miss this.
She is absolutely smashed. I think she's had more than four.
Mm-hmm. I don't know, it takes four.
Thank you. How you doing, darling?
I'm doing fine.
One of them. One of my
top of that pole. It's not a pole, it's a check. Yeah. Check is a vacuum. Hello.
Hi.
Yo. Yes, Q is quite tipsy.
Oh.
Okay.
Alright.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Engineering questions, sweetheart.
Okay.
Hey. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And the ability to move them 100 feet.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, are there any outside rules I should know about before I go about taking time and money to design something that's going to carry an egg 100 feet?
Are you going to spend money?
I'm going to spend money. I have to spend money to make this thing work. So before I spend time and money to do this, it's an engineering question she put to me and Mark. We have to design something that'll take an egg 100 feet. When I have to know any rule before I go doing all this.
Yes,
work,
the only power source allowed
is the rubber band, three rubber bands.
Yeah, maximum.
Rubber band, maximum.
Hey, do you want to participate, Skip?
I can do it. I've got the plans in my head. I just have to know if there's any rules that will negate the plans that I've got in my head.
Don't forget, it's got to be all balls.
Well, now that's the question I wanted to ask you here.
Okay, balsa glue.
Balsa and glue.
Yes. And of course, you need nails and stuff to pin the wheels on it. You're going to pin wheels on it. Or you're going to need nails to hold the rubber bands.
No.
You want to participate? You want to do this? Come on. You've got until the end of September. Skip, you're in on it.
You can do it.
Oh, you have a great time with this, dude.
Skip, you're in on it. You want to participate?
Nails, balsa, glue, and rubber bands.
Three rubber bands. 30 yards.
Thank you.
Use balsa, glue, rubber bands, and wheels.
Nails.
Nails.
And wheels.
Mm-hmm. Wait, wheels made out of balsa.
Wheels made out of balsa.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'll take up the challenge.
There's no prize apart from the prize of being the best.
I will take up that challenge.
Okay. And I'm the official
judge. You want to transport an egg 300
100 feet.
Well, if you want to do 300 feet, certainly. I know. Let's up the ante a little bit.
30 yards.
Not
30 yards.
Yeah.
100 feet.
100 feet.
100 yards.
Yeah, I'll take up that challenge.
Okay.
Yes, I will.
End of September.
Okay.
Okay, and we'll have a special challenge session for that.
This should be a good challenge. How's Mark going to be able to participate in having a challenge?
Question. Raw egg or hard boiled?
Raw.
Okay.
Raw egg.
Okay.
And at the end, we will break the egg to make an omelette.
If they don't break first.
That's right. That will be the reward. That the person that wins gets the omelette.
Who's cooking?
The losers.
And there's no rate, there's no time.
No time.
In a certain time.
No time.
As long as it gets there.
Mm-hmm.
Does it have to be a straight course, or can it veer off here and there as long as it makes
it? As long as it makes it to the 100 yards. 100 yard marker.
Yeah. I'm going
to
mark that out.
100 feet marker, yeah. Wait, you've got a tape measure that goes 100 feet.
I don't.
Yeah, I do.
You do?
Yeah. I got
100 feet.
Right.
Now. Yeah, sure.
By you, Baron, you're going to travel more than 100 feet, partner.
Yeah, well, I'm taking that into account. I just, I'm in my head. I got this planned out. I just don't know what's going to happen when I finally put this into action,
Just a little bit. Didn't have any.
I'll take up that challenge.
Okay. Right.
Well, this is going to be a real challenge now.
Mm-hmm. I think Mark's going to have a workout as well.
Okay, Kara?
No, Kiri.
Sorry.
Uh-huh.
Can you put Carver on my
location? Well, she's dealing with somebody that has a nosebleed at the moment.
Ancient unknown.
Oh, I've only had two glasses of wine. I'm fine.
No, I'm somebody that knows a lot about ancient stuff.
Yeah, well, more definitely. I mean, he has to be cruising around at the moment. So when he heads in this general direction, and our drunken wind mistress is going, now, I'm not surprised that she hasn't fallen over. And all he's the base commander.
Does he know about what? Does he know about?
Does he know?
Amal's the man. He knows everything. Amal,
can I ask him about it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Amal is ancient and unknown.
How's the tape doing, Nobler? We're doing good, Donna. We've got about, 2 minutes.
2 minutes on this side, good.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, we're also, due to the fact that our ring mistress is totally inebriated, going to go with the metaconcert. She didn't make any sense whatsoever, did she?
Yeah, she did. She said, you're going to direct the meta concert.
That's what she said.
And I'm just repeating what she said, okay?
I said,
is Kiri going to direct it? She said, yeah. I said, okay, great. Again?
If you had asked her if she was going to direct it, she would have probably said, yeah.
Mm, whatever. Who's directing it?
We're not going to do it.
That's not right.
Yeah, because the fact that Tia was meant to be one of the people monitoring it, and she is wasted.
Let's talk responsibility.
Yes?
Are you the engineer?
Yes, I am.
Yeah.
He's got the things on how to build things.
Yeah, that's what I
want. County Library. Yes, County Library. Hey. That is very important. The library.
There's a library.
And I owe you.
This is a question again.
Mm-hmm.
Is there any configuration size limit to
this?
I got to know this too, though.
Yes, you do have a great point. Okay, rubber bands.
No, I said configuration. No
configuration choice size. Whatsoever.
No limit.
Okay.
Right. If you want to make it 20 feet long, go ahead, make it 20 feet long.
Oh, yeah, I can do.
This should be interesting.
If you want to make it that big, so it's just big enough for the egg, make it that big.
I'm doing mine on my computer.
I don't need a computer. I gotta get it figured out.
Mark has a good design. I've seen it. But I haven't given him any advice whatsoever.